This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Looking forward to this conversation. We've had this gentleman on the show several times before. But before I do that, I probably ought to give you a quick Christmas greeting, since we're not going to be together for the holidays for the first time in several years.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, so this would be a great way to kind of wrap things up before we get to Christmas and Christmas Eve. We're joined in studio this morning by Scott Eve. He's the Director of Sales and Marketing with Epic Development. Scott, welcome back.
Thanks.
Always
great
good
to be here.
Always good to have you. Appreciate you stopping by. And so close to the holidays, so grateful for your time.
Thank you.
Scott, before we get into our conversation, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us that overview of Epic Development.
Well, I'm an Atlanta native. I've been in the real estate market since 2003, and currently I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing at Epic Development.
All right. So give us that quick overview of Epic Development. What do you guys do?
Sure. We are a residential builder here in Atlanta. We specialize in the in-town market, building single-family homes and townhomes.
Let's talk a little bit about what makes Epic Development different, other than all those blingy Obies you just won.
Yes, that was an exciting time. Well, what makes us different is just where we build. We are more of an in-town builder, and so in-town neighborhoods can be very different from neighborhood to neighborhood. So we put a lot of effort into what we're building into the neighborhood. Our tagline is driven by design, because we spend a lot of time designing the product. We're not going around just stamping out the same house and neighborhood to neighborhood.
Boy, Carol, I forgot to mention 5 gold Obies back in November. Congratulations on that. Talk about some of those projects.
Thanks. Well, we won 5 Obies this past November at the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association Obie Awards, and they were for 2 projects: the Water Tower Stacks, which was a townhome development in the Old Fourth Ward. We won 3 Obies there. And then at our other development, Parkside Overlook in Grant Park, we won 2 gold Obies there as well.
Wow. Well, congratulations again on that. Very, very exciting.
Yes. Thanks so much.
So Obies won for some townhome projects. Boy, I think we have a new one that we want to talk about. That,
absolutely.
I have a feeling could be in the running in 2017. So I want to hear all about SPX townhomes.
Sure. Well, this is probably the first that anyone's going to hear about it, but we are getting ready to build 19 townhomes on the actual Beltline.
Woohoo!
Very cool.
So this is going to be Atlanta's very first development that is going to be sitting on the actual Beltline. And it's located at Studioplex. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that development, but our building is going to be called SPX Townhomes, which will feature 19 brownstones.
Wow.
A brownstone on the Beltline. Does it get any cooler than that?
That's pretty cool. Do you know price point for that yet, or square footage?
It's going to start in the high 800s.
Uh-huh.
The square footage will be starting in around 3,000 square feet.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a pretty healthy square footage.
It's a pretty big townhome.
It sure is.
Any amenities at that?
Well, in addition to being located on the Beltline,
right.
It is somewhat of a mixed-use development. There will be retail on the lower level, mm-hmm. and then we will be building 4-story townhomes on top of that. You'll be walking distance. You'll be steps from the Beltline, walking distance to Croc Street Market, just access to anywhere you want to get to Atlanta via the Beltline.
Yeah. Well, that sounds very,
super
very cool.
Super exciting. I love
those kind of
Croc
mixed
Street Market, too.
Yeah. Access to that. And I love the idea of the mixed-use kind of community. I personally, I'm always very fond of that. So that's very, very exciting.
And all there will also be a hotel located at that property as well. So.
All right. So family doesn't have to stay with you then.
No.
So that's very, very exciting. I like that.
Yeah, that's why Todd lives in a big old high rise, so that he can tell them they got to stay down the street.
You know, the good news is I have about a half dozen great hotels within a block from where I am, so it works beautifully for us. All right, Scott, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes 3 main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Scott Eaves, the Director of Sales and Marketing with Epic Development.
So let's switch hats and stop talking about townhomes for a minute and talk about some of your single family homes. I know you've got some coming out of the ground in Reynoldstown.
That is correct. So coming up in 2017, we will be building two single family homes in Reynoldstown, and then we will have a collection of six semi-detached homes in Reynoldstown as well for a total of eight units.
Some great opportunities. Mm.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about, you know, the square footage and the price point and all of that.
Sure. So we're going with a more California modern style in Reynoldstown. Square footages will range anywhere from 2,200 to approximately 2,800 square feet, depending on if it's a semi-detached unit or if it's going to be a standalone single-family home. And price has not yet been determined yet, but we're working on it.
Okay. To talk more about Reynoldstown itself, we don't talk much about that on this show.
Well, Reynoldstown is located just north of Memorial Drive, and you know, there's a lot happening on Memorial Drive these days between Boulevard and Moreland Avenue. You've got new apartment communities coming up, new offices, new residential, there's new grocery stores, there's music venues, bowling alleys. Of course, it's along the Beltline, so that's a key component as well, and Reynoldstown is just another neighborhood that's just changing very quickly here in Atlanta.
Any amenities there we should be aware of,
other than
everything you just listed?
Exactly. Reynoldstown has a really great coffee house located within the neighborhood.
That's a nice
little dog park. It's kind of a gathering place for the community.
I like it.
Got to be dog friendly.
Yes. Have to be.
So let's talk about the trio of houses in the Riverside neighborhood.
Yeah, so we've been building in Riverside, which is in Northwest Atlanta, for the past 2 years, and we are finishing up on three new homes. So we've got two four-bedroom homes coming up available. One will be ready it's ready now. So, and then we'll have another four-bedroom on a basement that'll be ready early spring. And then our final three-bedroom home will be ready late spring.
And this is the closeout in this community, correct?
This is the closeout. We're finishing out the street.
Going, gone.
Mm-hmm. You better hurry.
They're going to be gone pretty darn quick,
yes, me thinks.
So, so very, very exciting. All right. Well, so gosh, in addition to SBX townhomes and what you're doing in Reynoldstown and Riverside, I still hear that you have some other interesting things still popping in 2017. Tell us about some of those.
We sure do. We are staying really busy. So we have a townhome project coming up in Midtown, Stacks on 6, which will be three luxury townhomes located on 6th Street between Piedmont Avenue and Juniper. We will be returning back to the Riverside neighborhood on Oakdale Street with three new single-family homes there. And then we will be building a high-end modern prairie-style home in Sandy Springs.
Mm. Fun.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
I'm not sure which one of those is my favorite.
I know. It's a common problem I have in this show. I never can decide when there are options.
Oh, yes, I'll take one of each.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. I guess we'll do it that way. Good stuff. Well, it's fun to watch what you guys are doing, and I love the in-town focus. It's if I was going to be building a home in Atlanta, that would be certainly where I would be doing it. So very, very exciting. So Scott, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, should anyone have any questions, how can they find you? Where can they learn more about Epic Development? And most importantly, where can they learn more about SPX, Reynoldstown, and Riverside?
Well, that's very easy. They can visit our brand new website at epicdevelopment.com.
All right. Scott Eaves, the Director of Sales and Marketing with Epic Development. As always, sir, good to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
And Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
All right. That wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Scott Eaves, my co-host, Carol Morgan, and I am Todd Schnick, and on behalf of all of us at the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, we wish you a happy holidays and a glorious new year. We'll see you next year on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.